Noguchi and Pablo Picasso, 1943 to 1963, an exhibition exploring the increase in interest that ceramics received from artists of the avant-garde during this period, featuring works that often challenged the boundaries between sculpture and ceramics. Named the best exhibition the center has ever mounted by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, on view through January 19th. Information at NasherSculptureCenter.org or 214-242-5100.
From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today we'll visit the couple behind a legacy of public art in North Texas and take inventory of new rules for toll roads. But first, the government shutdown's end is up in the air. Senate leaders hope a bipartisan deal could reopen the government and raise the debt ceiling before midnight. But if the government doesn't reach a truce by November 1st, 2,800 kids in Tarrant County will be left without daycare. The Dallas Morning News reports Fort Worth-based Child Care Associates will have to furlough 600 employees and suspend most of its Head Start and Early Head Start programs if no deal is made in Washington. A third of the group's annual budget comes from a federal grant, and that expires October 31st. Glenn Bonds, a spokesperson for Fort Worth Public Schools, he told KERA the district's looking at how they might hire subs to cover for Head Start teachers and to help keep the lights on at Head Start campuses. Seven Head Start programs in other states closed last week because of the shutdown. The Washington Post reports a philanthropist couple has offered as much as $10 million to reopen those programs. Meanwhile, the cost of child care and everything else piles up for workers furloughed under the shutdown, like those at NASA who picketed near the entrance to Johnson Space Center in Clear Lake near Houston. Katie Green's worked for the space agency for 37 years.
My opinion and my feeling that they're not thinking about our family and their family being taken care of because they're getting paid. And then when we have to try to pull from somewhere else to try to pay our bills, and I have a problem with that.
However, some federal employees have been trickling back to work. Hundreds of aviation safety inspectors have been called back, and government scientists were brought back to track an outbreak of salmonella in raw chicken. This weekend, the Nasher Sculpture Center celebrates its 10th anniversary with the Nasher Exchange, 10 works of public art displayed around Dallas. KERA's Jerome Weeks reports it's a fitting tribute to Raymond and Patsy Nasher's devotion of bringing art to the public.
Nancy Nasher grew up with a sculpture collection her parents, Raymond and Patsy Nasher, created. They started in their own home and garden. She says to live with it was to learn what it meant to them.
It was all around us. It was in the kitchen, it was down the hallway, it was outside my window. But more importantly, as each piece of art came in, they were so excited about it. And I think they knew the joy that art gave to them, and they were such believers in education that they wanted to share that joy with others.
So when North Texans visit the artworks and gardens at the Nasher Sculpture Center, we're experiencing how the Nasher art collection began. Essentially, we are in the Nashers' house and yard. When they started buying modern sculptures in the late 60s, the Nashers weren't thinking of building an art museum or even a collection. They were just filling their North Dallas home and garden with what they loved. But long before Jerry Jones put major art in a football stadium, the Nashers put it in the shopping mall they developed, North Park Center. Nancy Nasher says that with their house and with North Park Center, her parents came to appreciate how art, sunlight, grass, trees, and buildings can influence us, can shape an environment.
To look at a cotton field in far North Dallas and say, I want to create a shopping center and put it there when there was nothing, it was a turning point because they focused on great architecture and natural light and landscaping. And they felt that they had an opportunity to expose millions of people to art at North Park.
Sarah Schroth has written a book about the Nashers as art collectors.
Ray had a sense of civic duty when he bought these things because he felt that he should share them. He could make a difference.
Schroth is also the director of the Nasher Museum of Art at Duke University. Many North Texans don't realize there are actually two Nasher museums, the Sculpture Center here and the museum in North Carolina. Raymond Nasher established the one at Duke because he graduated there in economics. but other deeply personal events influenced the creation of the Sculpture Center in Dallas. First, in the 80s, art museums started courting the couple to show their collection. The Meadows Museum at SMU, the Dallas Museum of Art, then a tour to Washington, to Europe, and New York.
It was the process of showing their work in many countries and many venues and seeing people's response to it that inspired them.
But then Patsy Nasher developed brain cancer. It was Patsy who'd done a lot of the scouting and research for the collection. Nancy Nasher says her mother's struggle with cancer shaped the collection and the center. The couple began urgently to collect in depth, buying Picassos and Matisses. And after Patsy died in 1988, Raymond Nasher set out to create a suitable, permanent home for the collection.
That is why and how the Sculpture Center really was created, as an homage to honor my mother, to honor the city.
It's a home open to the public, just as Raymond and Patsy wanted. But it's also one that, in its heightened way, recreates the house and gardens the Nashers had filled with art, the home Nancy grew up in.
I come here and I feel them. I know about each piece and the story behind each piece. And I'm just in awe of what the two of them did.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Nancy Nasher appears on Think Today at noon with Nasher Sculpture Center Director Jeremy Strick. You can watch a video interview with the late Raymond Nasher on artandseek.org. Now, as we head out, the North Texas Tollway Authority is launching a new starter toll tag with a deposit of $20. That's half the amount of the current tag. Michael Ray with the authority said it's for drivers who use toll roads occasionally.
These are folks who use the tollways, the turnpikes, to go to the airport to visit a relative on the weekends, to maybe jump around a traffic jam on occasion.
Ray says NTTA will automatically bill the tag another $20 when the driver's account drops to $5. The authority decided to offer starter cards after those without automatic tags said in a survey they seldom drive on toll roads and didn't want to tie up $40. Drivers who use tollways often still have to deposit $40 for a tag because there's a cost to NTTA for rebilling accounts. Meantime, toll jumpers have until noon today to pay up or their names go on the internet. TxDOT set that deadline to avoid a public shaming to try and recover $27 million in unpaid tolls. Officials said they've sent notices to 28,000 vehicle owners who have more than 100 unpaid tolls. Those who don't pay up will find their names published on TxDOT.gov. Some of those offenders have thousands of unpaid tolls. The Transportation Department also may ban the vehicles from all toll roads and impound the vehicle if police stop it. TxDOT can also notify county tax assessors to block vehicle owners from renewing their registrations. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from CarMax, offering more than 35,000 used